First, though, one of the challenges DOD's dealt with is getting its books ready to be audited in 2017. Some parts of DOD are already ready. Some parts look like they'll really be pushing that deadline. The Government Accountability Office is looking at the progress the Pentagon's making. Asif Khan is the Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at GAO, and here to talk about the work that they've been doing on looking at DOD's auditability. Asif, great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Francis. Great to be here.
When you first started to look at the books, it's been a number of years. The first report I'm aware of is 2008, and I'm sure there were reports before that. What exactly are you looking for when you're looking at the Pentagon's ability to be audited by 2017?
Essentially, first steps first, we're looking at DOD's plans to get auditable. It's an area that GAO has been looking for the last 2 decades. We have seen some progress in the last few years. The plan that I'm mentioning is the DOD's Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Plan, and which was reconfigured under Comptroller Hale in 2009, and we're continuing to track progress against that plan.
What are you seeing since that plan's been instituted?
We've seen that the plan has filled out. It still has got some remaining steps to be completed. To be able to ensure complete auditability. However, the implementation of the plan at the components is not really to the same extent that we had hoped for at this point in time.
What does that bode, before we get into some of the details of it, what does that bode for the 2017 deadline? Can these be overcome in time?
It's going to be a huge challenge because many of the timelines which are supposed to be accomplished before 2017. They're getting closer and closer to the deadline of 2017. One of the major concerns that we have is getting the systems implemented in time so that they are ready for audit, and they're coming very close to 2017 timeline.
There are a couple of terms in this report that I wanted to ask you about. You're right. DOD has identified payment transactions and related accounting steps as problem disbursements. Tell me what that means.
These are, just to back up a little bit, we all know that, DOD's got a lot of systems, over 2,000 systems that they are currently working with. These are legacy systems. Problem disbursements are disbursements where they can't really match up with what their authorization was. And that's, to some extent, those would be acceptable, but once they begin to get over 60 days, over 90 days, over 120 days, it's going to be a problem because you would not be able to find what the matching authorization was.
Mm-hmm. That's trending in the right direction, though, it appears.
It's, if you look at the trend over the last 10 years, and we're looking at DOD's own self-reported numbers, the problem disbursement has been going down. But again, we want to emphasize that the known problems that we know within DOD, the internal control weaknesses, it's difficult to say if that number is actually coming down or if they're being put into some other suspense account so that the appropriation expires, then you don't really have visibility into those problem disbursements.
Which goes back to the whole problem, which is the books aren't auditable in a holistic way, and so there's no way to figure out where that money went.
Correct. These are all connected. One really relates to the other.
Mm-hmm. Is that maybe the biggest problem from the perspective of both, you reference some work that you've done, you reference work that the IG at the Pentagon has done. Is that really the biggest problem, is that all of these elements are so interconnected that it's difficult to separate one out and try to figure out whether it's functioning correctly?
I would say it's part of the same problem. It doesn't make it more complex. It really is. DOD has started to lay it out in terms of a transaction cycle, looking at the whole process from one end to another, which is very important to look at holistically to be able to connect all those dots. So I think that is a positive thing, to be able to look at these transactions, because one of the elements that we have highlighted in our testimony is that these problems end up in financial management. However, they do originate somewhere else, typically speaking in procurement. So until those issues are addressed up front where the transactions originate, it'll be very difficult to be able to solve these problems and to put the control in place so they are prevented from occurring in the future.
And you mentioned the testimony. Your testimony was before the Defense Financial Management Auditability Reform Panel of the Committee on Armed Services in the House. Did you get a sense from the questions that they asked you about any particular direction that the Armed Services Committee is headed, this particular panel?
Not down to the specifics, but it does point out that Congress, both sides of Congress, both sides of the aisle are very, very interested in DOD financial management issues, to understand them, to really to get to the heart of the matter itself. Because Congress realizes that without having adequate financial management controls within DOD, they don't have good information that they can base their budget on. And DOD is also coming to the realization that without good controls in place, they don't really have good information to make their decisions on. Decisions such as, I mean, in terms of the current budget environment, where really to make cuts, where to invest more money in. So that is at one level. And at another level, these internal control weaknesses also impact the operations, logistics, supply chain acquisition, which really impacts the mission that we have out in the field of war fighting.